بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. May Allah's salam and salam be upon the noble prophet and the believers of his family and the companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. Then he said, rahimahullah, the author, وَالصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ. Then he said, and peace and blessings be upon his prophet and his messenger, his family and companions. What is the meaning of salah? When we say as-salah upon the prophet, the best explanation is that which is said by Abu al-Aliya al-Riyahi rahimahullah, that is, it is thana'ullahi ala 'abdihi fil mala'il a'la 'inda al-mala'ika. It is the praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the praising of his slave before the angels in the highest place in heaven, the place high and high, however, below Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there is nothing higher than Allah. And therefore this is the mentioning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his slave, with the good mention before the angels. And this is what is chosen by many of the scholars, especially the latter ones. However, Abu al-Aliya himself, who explained it, is from the tabi'een, from the successors to the companions, and that such a matter would not be said by just mere opinion. Therefore it requires dalil, it requires evidence from the sunnah. To make it really clear that it is as such, some of them interpreted the salah to mean inna as-salah min Allah ya'ni ar-rahma, that the salah from Allah upon the prophet means ar-rahma, means the mercy. And this is not true, this is not correct, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the book, in his book, ulaika alayhim salawatun min rabbihim wa rahma, those would have the salah of Allah, of their Rabb, upon them, and a mercy. And this conjunction, this addition of the mercy, indicates distinction between the two, between the salah and the rahmah, between the salah and mercy. And this indicates that, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, and this indicates that mercy is something other than the salah. And also ar-rahma, everyone يعني, invokes Allah for this, for others. So يعني, there are people who say Allahumma arhamhu, O Allah, have mercy upon him. لكن الصلاة لا يدعى بها لكل أحد. However, the issue of salah is not invoked for everyone. So we cannot really be firm that this salah, this invocation, is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his slave before the angels. And we also cannot say that it is ar-rahma, it is the mercy. However, we may say that as-salah is a special mercy other than the general mercy which is upon everyone. The nature of this special mercy, however, we don't know. That I would like to remind that, however, at the end, that the saying that it is the praise of Allah upon his slave before the angels is the choice of many of the scholars, rahimahumullah. However, with respect to the salam now, is it means as-salamatu min kulli afa, to be safe from every defect. And after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is safe from that which he may have been exposed to at times of his life, like illness and harm and etc. Meaning being exposed to everything that anyone from mankind may be exposed to such things, and the Prophet ﷺ also was no exception. He was hurt and he became ill and so forth, but after his death then he is perfect from all of that. So what is the benefit of invoking Allah, of having this safety and security upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We know that after death there are horrors, the horrors of the day of resurrection, and that's why the messengers invoke Allah on the day of resurrection while on the bridge over hell, as-sirat. Allahumma sallim sallim. Oh Allah, have your safety, have your safety. We know that after his death the Prophet ﷺ is safe from all the physical defects. However, is it possible or is it not possible that there could be others who may plan, or some may plan to remove his body, for example? The Shaykh answered, yes, possible. This in fact took place, but Allah protected him and saved him. Two people, strangers, came to Medina plotting to take his honorable body alayhi salatu wasalam. So they came to the mosque, the Prophet's mosque, and began digging a tunnel from way far so that they can reach the grave, reach his body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one of the governors at that time, made him or caused him to be aware that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, save me from those two. And Allah knows best that their real form was shown to this person who is a governor in this ru'ya and this dream. Allah showed him in this dream these two people. So he came rushing to the Medina and invited the people of Medina, all the people of Medina, for a big feast. Two or three times. Na'am, ru'ya. Two or three times. And he didn't see those people whom he had seen or had been described to him in this ru'ya. So he said, where are the people of Medina? They said, all of them came except two people who are staying at the mosque. And since the time they came, they are still there in seclusion. So he called upon them, and they were the same two whom he had seen in this dream. Subhanallah. And this is a protection for the honorable body of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from being disgraced or humiliated anyway. So here their affair became known and exposed, and he ordered them be killed. And then after that he ordered that a ditch be made around the Prophet ﷺ grave, and he poured lead in it and copper so that nobody can reach the Prophet ﷺ's body there. And since we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the bodies of the prophets from being deteriorated by the earth, and such that this deterioration takes place for other than the prophets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the honorable body of the prophet from the human devils and from the jinn as well, the jinn devils. ورسولullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is sent to both mankind and jinn. From the day the revelation came to him until the day of resurrection. And Muhammad is his name. And Muhammad in the Arabic grammar, ismu maf'ul, which means patient noun. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised him, and the first and the last also praise him, and his perfect praise will appear on the day of resurrection, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in his saying in the Quran in Surah Al-Isra verse 79 وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ نَافِلَةً لَكَ عَسَى أَن يَبْعَثَكَ رَبُّكَ مَقَامًا مَحْمُودًا. And in the night offer the nafila prayer, the additional prayers at night, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you and raise you to al-maqam al-mahmood, maqam al-mahmooda, the highest station of praise and honor and glory, and this is in paradise. The name Muhammad came in the Quran 4 times, and Ahmad, the other name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came once. So what is the wisdom behind the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Isa alayhi salam to say Ahmad rather than Muhammad when he gave the glad tidings concerning the coming of the Prophet Muhammad? Why is it like this? It is because Ahmad, in the Arabic grammar, Ahmad is ismu tafdil, is a noun for absolute excellence. So he becomes فَيَكُونُ أَحْمَدُ الْخَلْقِ عَلَى الْإِطْلَاقِ. So he is to be the most praised of all creation. And is Ahmad an agent noun or a patient noun? Meaning, is the meaning أنه أحمد الناس لله, is he the most praising of Allah amongst the people? Or أحمد أي أنه أحمد من يحمده الناس, the most praised by the people? Both no doubt apply to this name. And so it came in the format in the name Ahmad as evidence against the children of Israel. whereby Isa alayhi salam, Jesus affirmed this name and attested to this name, that Muhammad is the best of creation, لِأَنَّهُ سَمَّاهُ أَحْمَدُ, because he called him Ahmad, and this noun is for absolute excellence. So this is Muhammad. Then وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ, آلِهِ, this is a form of conjunction or addition of the general to the particular. So who are the Al? Alihi. Who are the Al of Muhammad? We know that it is incorrect to say Alihi to mean his relatives, period. Because if we define Alihi to be his relatives only, the meaning that refers to the relatives, then his Al will comprise Abu Lahab, his uncle, who is a kafir, a disbeliever, and others from the kuffar who are relatives to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And certainly this is not intended, because we don't invoke Allah to have his salah upon the Al, the relatives of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who were non-believers. So what is the definition of the Al? The definition of the Al is هم المؤمنون من قرابته, they are the believers from his relatives, the believers from his relatives. What about صحبه, الأصحاب, companions? The definition of the صحابي is as follows: كل من اجتمع بالنبي, anyone who met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, مؤمنا به ومات على ذلك, anyone who met the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم believing in him and he died upon that. This is the definition of the companion. So I repeat, the definition of the companion: كل من اجتمع بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مؤمنا به ومات على ذلك. Welcome back, Sam. Anyone who met the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam believing in him and died upon that belief. And these are from the particular matters related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As to other than the messenger, companionship requires time to develop. Meaning that if you meet someone in one circle or in one majlis, in one encounter or so, and you leave each other, it is not said that he is your companion. However, it is from the particular matters to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is that if a person met him only for 1 minute or one time believing in him, then he is from his companions. Yet لكن لا شك أن الصحابة يختلفون اختلافا كبيرا في الصحبة والإيمان والتقوى والعمل وغير ذلك. And there is no doubt, however, that the companions differ greatly in companionship and in belief and in taqwa, in piety and in actions, as well as in other things. As to the Al who came after the Prophet ﷺ, they are considered from Al, from his relatives, but they are not companions. However, those Al from his relatives, believers, who were at his time, they were also companions. So when it is always added, the Al and the Ashab added, then this is the distinction as you have heard it. Sometimes, however, you mention Alihi and you don't mention Sahbihi. In this case, the Al alone, when it comes alone, it is definitely means the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on deen, the followers on the followers of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the religion. It is as in the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he taught the companions how to make salah upon him, he said, say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, O Allah, invoke, have your salah upon the Prophet Muhammad, wa ala ali Muhammad. Al here came without the ashab. Al here refers to all for the followers who believe in Muhammad. Then Al-Hafidh bin Hajar said, his family and companions, who strived steadfastly in the path of serving Allah's religion, الَّذِينَ صَارُوا فِي نُصْرَةِ دِينِهِ سَيْرًا حَثِيثًا, those are the companions of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And it is a must upon the Ummah after them to thank them for their striving steadfastly on the deen of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They strived in jihad for the sake of Allah, and immigrated for the sake of Allah, and fought and got killed and driven from their homes and from their properties, and history is a testimony for that. And also upon their followers, الَّذِينَ وَرِثُوا عِلْمَهُمْ, those who inherited their knowledge. So we inherited the knowledge from the companions, though they are now, they, the companions, are the inherited, and we are the inheritors, and therefore the merit belongs to them. We are taking from them.